Hi, I'm Priya Dandawadi, and I'm a program manager on the Windows team. In Windows 8, we wanted to make it really easy for people to connect and share their photos, music, and videos with their friends and family. One of the places where we took a hard look was at sharing content across devices. Sharing photos, music, and videos is something all of us do. Let's take a look at a common scenario with Ken, another program manager at
Hi,
Microsoft.
Priya.
Hey, Ken. Ken and I are looking at some photos from a cooking class we took a few weeks ago. As you can see, there are lots of photos with us and our team.
I want to post the photos to my Facebook account to share them with my family and friends. But first, I need to get the photos from Priya's PC onto mine.
So the first thing I'll do is select a few photos. Next, I'll open the charms and choose the device's charm. Next, I'll choose the option tap and send. Now I'm ready to tap my PC against Ken's.
On my PC, I've received a notification inviting me to receive some content. I'll accept the notification, and the transfer has started.
The first thing you'll notice here is with the ease of a tap, Ken and I were able to establish a connection between our devices. Once the transfer is finished, Ken should have the pictures. This set of improvements has really made it easy to send stuff to Ken.
The Photos app is loading with my new photos, and now they're on my PC. Tap and Send automatically stores the pictures in the Downloads folder. That way, I can go back to view, delete, or edit these pictures, and I can always find them in the same place.
It's easy to support Tap and Send in your app because it's part of two commonly used Windows contracts. The share contract and the file association contract. Your app can send content via tap and send by using the share contract.
And your app can receive content from Tap and Send by using the file association contract.
This means that everything sent via tap and send can also be shared via the share charm. First, I'll go back to the Photos app. You can see the images I chose last time are still selected. Next, I'll open the charms and I'll choose the share charm. You can see there are several apps I can share to. Also similar to the share charm, if I have nothing selected, then I have nothing to share. First, I'll go back to the app and I'll unselect the photos. Next, I'll open the devices charm and you can see tap and send is no longer available. If I open the share charm, then I'll get a similar message.
While we're together, I have an app that I want to share with Priya. It's the game Cut the Rope, and I think she'll really like it. To share it with her, I do the same thing she did to share photos with me. First, I select the app in the Start menu. Then I open the charms and select Devices. Then I select Tap and Send, and Windows tells me that it's ready for our devices to be tapped together.
On my machine, you can see I've received a notification to receive content. I'm going to go ahead and accept the notification, and now the browser loads with the app Cut the Rope. As you can see in Windows 8, we made it really easy to share with your friends. It's simple, fast, and intuitive.
Yeah, we can't wait for you to try it.